Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope.
Like, you're going to die someday, right?
Would I like to be in the hospital right now rather than be here? Yes. Have I ever thought about that? Yes. Right now, I'm thinking about hospitalization.
And the Bulldog.
I've thought about it a few times. There's been a few times, like right now, where I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack and die. I'm here.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Like, I'm over here, and I'm doing what I just did, but it goes badly. And, like, I bang the table, and then, like, I just look at you, and, like, I can't breathe, and you're on the air.
Yeah, I know. I've thought about it. Like, I know what exactly what I would do.
Four start talking about
simple words. Eye on fantasy.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I've been writing stuff down today.
Oh?
Yeah.
Want to know?
Sure, I got nothing planned.
Joe, want to know what I've been writing down?
Fantasy trade offers.
How do you say no? No, that's a good guess, but no. Two different things. I wanted to know how many players the Bills have ever had whose last name started with Y.
Ashton Yabody.
Yeah, that's right. That's one of them.
You are off and running.
Like, what's a number you think might be right? Take a wild guess.
A dozen.
12? Is that what a dozen is?
I would say 20.
20? Six.
I win.
I only counted six.
Yabody,
Ashton Yabody, Eddie Yarborough, who's been on the team the last couple of years. Three guys named Young, Sam Young, Dwayne Young, and Willie Young.
Don't remember any of those three.
And my favorite, Mac Yoho. I think there was a card. Mac Yoho. In the first 4 years of the Bills, he's listed at Pro Football Reference as defensive end / kicker. And on field goals in those 4 years, mostly 1963, that was when he was most active as a kicker, he attempted 36 field goals. How many did he make?
13.
Right.
Come on.
13 out of 36.
It's going to be a good week.
You're back. You're back.
It's going to be a good week. I finished strong.
Big recovery.
Friday. I felt good about Friday.
13 is right.
All right.
That's the thing about this sport that is the most foreign to me, is like kickers making one out of three field goals. Like, what was the whole – think about, like, what it was like to try a field goal in the 60s.
Yeah, it was a pretty risky proposition.
It might have been like a Hail Mary.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Which is, there's no other choice. We've got to try the field goal. It's worth 3 points. That would be really great, but you probably will miss. We'll just have to do it. 13 for 36, Mac Yoho. TJ Eldon will be the seventh, if there's not another one coming in. There might be. And assuming TJ Eldon is actually on the team, he'll be the seventh player for the Bills, by my count, using Pro Football Reference to have a last name starting with Y. I thought there would have been more Youngs.
It's a pretty common name.
They didn't give Vince Young a chance.
How about first names with Y? I'm only bringing it up because when you started talking, the first guy I thought of was Yanel Jourdain.
Okay.
Remember him?
That's good.
Yeah.
Joe got Yabody, like, right away.
Yeah.
No Vince Young in this list?
No Vince Young.
No, training camp. Didn't make it out.
He did not play in a game for them. So, and I'll say one thing about that, Yeldon.
Okay.
Do you want to go? Because I've been doing a lot of talking already. I've got one thought on this.
I'm fine. I don't know. He's a pass catcher. We established that when he was visiting, right? Over 50 catches each of the last couple of years. So they have a need for a guy to do that. I'm not sure he fits what I would have thought of as a dangerous player, like someone who's a threat to go the distance. But I would think he plays a role on the team. So that's fine. First thought I had when I heard this news today was they're going to draft a guy and cut McCoy.
I don't think they're going to cut him, but I think they're going to trade him.
Yeah, okay.
You know why? I think we talked about this with Tyler Dunn for a minute, and when the Yeldon signing came out today, he tweeted again, just like words to the effect of, I'm wondering if they're going to flip LeSean McCoy at, mm-hmm. at the draft. Like, this is not the reason to do it, and it may not even be a reason to do it. But Braden Bean, like at least most of these GMs, he's a real person. He's a person with real emotions. And so, like, you have McCoy here. Well, McCoy was here before Bean was.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody blames the Bills not being good last year on LeSean McCoy. Like, he did not have a good season, but nobody, like, really blames him for anything. And so you're in this position with McCoy where, like, how does he... There's the matter of, like, what he does for the team, and that's the most important thing, the more important thing. But there's also, like, so what is your... what does he do for you? You know, like, what does his being on the team do for you? And last year, McCoy was probably available, not available. Teams probably wanted to trade for him. At least somebody wanted to trade for him. That seemed evident.
I would say it would be surprising if there weren't teams that were kicking tires on him.
And there were reports that, like, throughout the, whatever, 2 weeks or more before the trade deadline, that was talked about. Like, that LeSean McCoy is somebody, this is interesting. And so he wasn't traded, and it didn't really change. The performance didn't really change. Like, you didn't get anything out of him that mattered
last year. He had that one game at the Jets where he, like, oh, okay, there's LeSean McCoy. But that was it. Like, it didn't start a role or anything. It was like really an aberration for the whole, his whole year was a flat line. He had a very good week against the Jets.
The Matt Barkley game.
Right.
By the way, how about that spider? We talked about this on Friday, mm-hmm. that spider in Matt Barkley's house. So, right, like you made a choice that, now that does reflect on you. It doesn't reflect on you that LeSean McCoy is on the team you inherited. Now it does reflect on you that he wasn't traded because there was speculation that he would be, and the rest of the season went along and he wasn't traded. And so guys like me who talk about the Bills all the time, like us, we look at that and go, well, you could have gotten something for LeSean McCoy and you chose not to do it. And then the season ended and Bean talked about how McCoy is still of value to them. You know, it's like he's saying basically, this is why I didn't trade him. And the fact that I didn't get anything out of him in the second half, well, we're not done here yet. I'm still hoping to get something I'm still hoping to get something out of McCoy next year. Yep. You know, here's why you could expect that. Now Bean is like sort of on the line with McCoy in mind.
Yep.
He's on the line now because he decided to keep him and talk about going into 2019 with him, right?
Yes.
Like, that's the current the current situation.
Yes, they have, I don't know if aggressively, but they have certainly, Bean has, very much represented that this player is going to be of use to them.
Right. Now, if they go into next year and he's the number one running back and he doesn't produce again, well, now Bean looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
So what might he be up to? He signed Frank Gore. Did you really need Frank Gore? Well, he's a pass blocker. He's good in the locker room. He's okay as a running back. You know, it's easy to make fun of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you've signed Yeldon.
You cut Chris Ivory.
You cut Ivory.
In here, too.
Yeah. Now who was under contract. Now you signed Yeldon, and you've given yourself another option at that position. I think that could all point to that McCoy is available here this week. That, you know, did anything necessarily change? No. They signed two running backs that they must like. I mean, that's what they're saying by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So they've given themselves a veteran, two veterans. They've given themselves, locker room. They've given themselves a pass catcher, probably as good or better than McCoy was or is, right? So you've done that. And now you can maybe trade up using LeSean McCoy or trade him for a draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Bean has done that. We've seen him do that. He likes to operate kind of like that. And then if he does that, not almost for anything, if he does that this weekend, then what's the final summary? The summary is, he did trade him, right? He doesn't go in the next year. He doesn't take his chances mm-hmm. rolling him out next year to see if he's going to be better than he was last year. That's just the end of it.
Yep. And I think it would be I would agree with the move. Therefore, I think it's smart. I think it would
Does it matter what they get?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, really, it's for appearances' sake. You'd like to do all right in the trade. What is that? A third? A fourth? Like what? You know, what's all right? Mostly, I would take it as a sign that they recognize that last year wasn't just a bad year. That it's a 31-year-old running back who is falling off a cliff, and you probably don't want to be underneath him when he lands. So let's divest ourselves here. Let's get younger. You can draft another guy too if you want. You can go into the year with whoever is behind the two guys they signed this offseason, and I think probably be fine.
If there were a trade, my prediction is, my guess is, it would be like you're trading him and a pick from this round for a pick in that round.
Mm-hmm.
You would move up a round and trade LeSean McCoy. That would, you know, and a draft pick. Like you would just move up using him. So I could totally see that. And when we talked to Tyler Dunn about it, and he might have brought it up, I said, by the way, do you know something about that? And he sort of like, you know, he didn't really say no or yes. He was like, yeah, I just think it could make sense, you know? And that's what I think, too. I think it does make sense. So I'm okay with Yeldon. I mean, again, like, I don't know, maybe a little part of me wants to say this a lot because there are people who tell me I'm always knocking them. I just want to say I think the overall strategy here in free agency is a smart one. They are trying to find, you know, they're trying to find value at on the discount rack, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're doing a lot. They're spending a lot. They're doing a lot of shopping. And they took that whack at Antonio Brown that, you know, flopped. So now they are, you know, they would be doing this anyway. I mean, even with Antonio Brown, they'd be doing a lot of this anyway. I think it makes sense. I don't know if it's going to mean they'll be good. I mean, that's what we don't know yet. But I think it makes sense what they're trying to do.
Right. And trading LeSean McCoy, I mean, I guess it depends what you're moving up, what you're doing, like how early in the draft that is. If that's to trade back into the first round, then that's maybe a player that you think can help you be as good as you can be this year. But removing him from the team, I don't know, based on how he played last year, I don't think hurts you at all.
Yeah, it almost doesn't matter, I think.
No.
I don't. I mean, that would be, if that's the first round, that would be incredible.
Yes.
I think he could be, I've already made the guess. So if I'm going to try to be more specific, I think you trade a fourth and McCoy for a third or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of trade like that. Maybe. All right, so you think it's possible? You think
sure.
It could happen?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, circling all the way back to where this conversation started, I saw the Yeldon news and I immediately thought about what's McCoy's future.
Yeah, like really, are you going to dress these three running backs in week one? Like they're all going to be active? You're going to have Frank Gore cover kicks? I mean, you're going to have all three of these guys active for that game? Do you need to do that?
How many running backs did they carry last year? They would have had McCoy, they would have had Ivory, and then the fullback, and like that's it.
DeMarco?
I think for games, right. I don't think there was another guy. Oh, well, I don't know. Keith Ford? Right?
But do you have some? Happened? Is he playing on special teams? Is somebody playing on special teams in that role?
Marcus Murphy played a lot of special teams.
Marcus Murphy, okay.
Yeah, so these guys are different than that.
Right, that's right. None of those guys. I shouldn't say that. Gore and McCoy aren't playing special teams. Maybe Yeldon does.
Maybe you can get them to do it, but they're not coming here for that.
No. No, I don't think you get Frank Gore on your team and ask him to go cover kicks.
Right, it's just not the point. So if they're. Are they going to dress all three guys, or are they going to trade one of them? And there's only one you could trade, or would trade. All right, and McCoy's name ends in Y. That doesn't count?
No.
Probably a lot of those. The other so we'll have Sal on, and we'll talk to Sal about Yeldon and the draft. The draft is this week.
Right.
I took a road trip with my family yesterday. Went to Ithaca. Came back this morning. We're talking, and typical Monday morning conversation. My wife and I, what's the week look like? And I said, well, I've got the draft on Thursday night. And she's like, where is that? Whose draft is this? Like, no, this is the real draft.
Right.
I realized I needed to come up with another name for the draft, as in like the real draft. This is the actual draft.
The Bills draft.
The Bills draft. Right. Not one of my own many drafts.
Right.
So it's this week. And, I mean, we'll be talking about it a lot all week.
Yep.
And that's the rest of my writing here is who are the teams? I knew what the teams were, like 1 to 8 I can do, and like players.
Oh, good. I don't have I don't have the order.
You don't know
the memory. No.
All right. So
I know the Giants are in there at 6. The Jets are 3rd.
Yep.
Are the Raiders
4th?
4th?
Mm-hmm.
Who's 2nd?
Oh, that one you should know.
Oh, the 49ers are 2nd.
Right.
Right.
Arizona, San Francisco, Jets, Raiders, Tampa, Giants, Jacksonville, Detroit. Okay?
Yep.
Tampa is interesting to me. Oakland is too. In fact, why start in the middle? So Joe just had, and I don't know where it was from, but Joe just mentioned there's something that says the Jets wouldn't draft Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams? Quinnen. Yes. Joe has something that somebody mm-hmm. reports the Jets would not draft him, right?
Yeah, it was from The Athletic.
Okay.
Someone at The Athletic.
And that is actually, it's definitive like that, Joe?
Connor Hughes says... He's hearing the belief is the Jets would pass on Quinnen Williams if he falls to 3. And there was a report last week that they like Ed Oliver.
Yes, there was.
Right.
There is a scenario here, 1 through 8, where if you are thinking about the Bills and you are thinking about Ed Oliver, defensive tackle Houston, or Williams from Alabama, mm-hmm. or I guess I'll say TJ Hockenson, the tight end from Iowa. 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Bosa, and, of course, Josh Allen, I would say, like 5. There is a scenario where all those guys go 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that's your list as you walk in Thursday night, then you're going to have to be ready to do something else.
Right.
There is that possibility. But, you know, is it likely? No, probably not. It's probably not more than, it's probably not likely that all 5 of those guys are picked in the top 8, I think.
Right, because someone's going to do something at quarterback that they probably shouldn't do. You know, like someone.
That would help.
Right. That's whether that's, I shouldn't say that Murray isn't a good idea, but beyond him, someone else going ahead of the Bills, Haskins, Locke, whatever, one of those guys, I might want to bet on that happening.
I would bet against it.
Okay. Well, let's bet.
I would bet against it with the teams being in their current spots. Does somebody trade up with
right.
Tampa
well,
Bay?
That's what I'm thinking.
Then
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
I wouldn't bet against that.
Right. I don't think the Giants might take a quarterback, but I don't think they're doing it at 6.
I agree with that. I would think the Giants will probably, it's not like I would know, but I would guess that they would do that with their 2nd first round pick. Or, somewhere else. Uh-huh. But maybe not at 6 overall. Thinking about the point I was making about Bean and McCoy, you have a couple teams here. If it matters at all to them, and this is something that should probably never matter, but you do have a couple teams here where what they've done in the past will be talked about as a factor in where they're at. And that starts with Oakland. Yeah, you could even say this about the Jets, and that the Jets traded up last year. And maybe now would want to trade down, and partly because they'd want to look like, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Jets trade down. So this kind of point applies to them too. But the Raiders at 4, are the Raiders going to draft somebody that gets compared with Khalil Mack? Or would the Raiders think that would be a bad look?
Would they avoid a pass rusher just because they don't want to look like they're trying to make up for the fact that they traded Khalil Mack last year?
Not just because, but that if you have a choice to make between 2 players, maybe you pick the one where people are not saying, well, of course, good one. Why didn't you just keep Khalil Mack?
Right.
Good one. Right? Like, if you have a choice to make, you'd rather not be embarrassed in a certain situation.
Probably, but you also literally created a need for that position on your team by trading Khalil Mack, so I think you have to replace him. You probably should do that.
You probably should. So they're interesting
yep.
in this way. Mm-hmm. And the Giants, I don't know that anybody's putting Metcalf on the Giants, but that would be the same thing.
Right.
Why did you trade Odell Beckham and then draft a wide right. receiver? Right?
Right. In both cases, there is something to be said for getting – it's a lot cheaper. I mean, even if you draft somebody, at 6 or at 4, like the Giants or Raiders, it costs a lot less than the highest paid player at his position.
That's right.
Which is what both of those guys became when they got... Well, actually, the Giants had already signed that contract. But either way,
yep.
You get the point. I mean, it's...
That's what you say at the presser.
Right.
It's not the same thing. That's right. That's a good point. The Giants at six. I'm not sure anybody's putting them on Metcalf, but just
no.
to say it. And Detroit, it's a while ago now for Ebron in Detroit, but that was a first-round pick. That was Detroit's first-round pick when the Bills drafted Sammy Watkins
right.
and the Giants drafted Beckham was Ebron. And then Ebron goes to Indianapolis as a big touchdown year. And now if I'm Detroit, and is it all different people? I don't know. Like it's a new coach. But if I'm Detroit, like, do I want to do that? Maybe that's somewhere in your mind.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I already,
right.
like, I did this. And
right.
It shouldn't matter, though. Ultimately, it should not matter. And even Jacksonville with Foles a little bit. Like, would you think Jacksonville goes quarterback?
No.
No, they did that.
No.
They chose that instead.
So
what did they do?
And they even, I think, if they didn't say that, the way that that was all framed is that they paid him so much money for appearances. So you're not going to go draft somebody to challenge him because you're worried about how that looks to begin with. You want it to look like you believe in this guy. That's why you're paying him $22 million a year because you want to be able to hold him up and say, like, look, we're paying him a lot. He must be good, which is idiotic, but they did that. So drafting someone on top of that wouldn't make any sense.
You had Bortles. You drafted Bortles early. You got rid of him. And you're just going to and you sign Foles, and you're going to draft someone, a quarterback here again there? No, you're not going to do that because that would look stupid.
Where did Bortles go? We don't have that chart up from.
He went to the Rams.
Okay.
He is the backup on the Rams. Right. Are you making a new chart? When the Bills really
Could.
Don't eat. Was that for the draft? That was like all throughout
that was
February, right. March last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, free agency. I don't know if I'm making another chart, but I could maybe have somebody make another chart.
I don't need one.
I am not making another
I'm all right.
One. That was really with the Bills in mind. Like, what's going to happen in free agency?
Right. Now, we know exactly what.
Even their backups are locked in there.
Yeah, they've got three guys, and they're all set. Yeah.
So that is kind of a thing this year, is you have teams in the top eight that might, I don't know, would the Bills apply for this too in this way? As well, like the top eight, you have examples of teams that, well, here, would they do a thing they just recently did or that would reflect on a move that they recently made? There's a lot of that here, one through eight. And maybe, I mean, how do you not mention Arizona if you're making that point?
Right.
Arizona may draft a quarterback at one, which they just did last year, but that's its own case, right? I mean, they're going to do that, I think. It looks like they're going to do that.
I don't know. You know, it's the week of the draft, and so here comes all the nonsense. But it feels like there's more and more people saying, I don't know that anyone's like reporting it for sure, but it feels more and more like I am seeing more, I don't know about Murray at one. Like, that is out there. And that's not surprising. I mean, it's just this week will be full of that sort of stuff. But that started last week with Daniel Jeremiah, I think, was the first person that I saw. They're like, I'm more like 40% that they draft Murray now. And I feel like there's been just more of that over the weekend and into today as the draft week is upon us. But so we'll see. I'm not by saying any of that, telling you I don't think they're going to draft Murray. It's just there's a lot of, not so fast happening.
Yes, and as someone that ended up betting on the Browns drafting Mayfield at one last year, which was on Wednesday, and the draft was on Thursday, as of Monday here this year, I am totally not buying any of that. I am totally expecting Murray to be the number one pick. So it'll be a lot of draft talk this week. If you want to join us for some, 803-0550 is the number. We mentioned Sal will be on. That's at 5 Eastern, and at 4 is Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. We'll talk about Josh Jacobs, who he likes a lot. A lot of the skill guys, not only skill guys, because everybody, but you know, he has a thing where he thinks through where would be best for each of these, like especially the top skill position guys, best landing spots, that kind of thing. So that'll be at 4 today. Again, 803-0550 is our number. Thanks for joining us today. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
From what I understand, what the Raiders are looking at is some sort of surprise pick at number 4 that would necessitate absolute secrecy, which is why Mike Mayock, which is why John Gruden have essentially cleared the rooms. They told their scouts on Friday, have a great Easter weekend, go home, by the way, also don't come back until after the draft. And for a lot of them, there isn't a reason to come back because they're going to be having significant turnover in the draft room. And a lot of those guys who left probably are not returning.
Ian Rappaport, I'll bite. It's the week of. What's better for a team, first of all, than having an A-list reporter or water carrier guy announce that this team is expected to make a surprise pick? You have no idea what it's going to be. Like, what is better for a team than that? You just, there's no predicting this.
Right.
We're all wrong about the Raiders. That's great. That's worth a lot. So they have that. I will bite on this, though, because they are a team I think is really hard to figure out here. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do. They're bad. If they drafted a quarterback, would it be that crazy?
No.
If they drafted DK Metcalf, would it be that crazy?
That was the thing I thought of. That like, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what qualifies as a surprise? And a little bit like we just talked about last segment, them drafting, you know, they not only traded Khalil Mack, they also traded Amari Cooper. Like that,
right.
So they created a need, and that would be kind of out of nowhere to me if they took the receiver at four. But whoa.
And they signed Antonio Brown.
That's right.
Or traded
That's
for
right,
Antonio
of course.
Brown.
Right.
And Tyrell Williams.
Yep. So that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, but would it be like shocking? I mean, the way Metcalf is talked about, just in terms of him, no. I mean, I think that would be a lot earlier than most people expect, but so be it. Like, that doesn't mean it would be shocking if he went there. And, you know, passing league, help Derek Carr. Here's one more guy.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that. So,
and they do have three first-round picks.
And they have three first-round
so
picks.
They
like if they identify him as the really special one,
yeah.
So then they do it.
They might feel like they have a little more flexibility to do something that is, well, shocking.
Is running back something? Would they be that nuts to do that? Josh Jacobs at four.
Ooh.
Who's their running back? Isaiah Crowell. They signed Isaiah Crowell.
That would be a surprise.
Yes, I think
it would be a surprise.
Yeah.
You could do that in the other first-round picks, too, probably. Later in the first round as well, probably. Those picks are late.
But 22 and 24, I think.
Yeah, you could do that. Chicago and Dallas, right? So you could probably do that there. I don't know. Like, what's so shocking about really any defensive player or offensive lineman? Right? Like,
there's nothing.
There's a collection of these guys. Is tight end shocking?
Maybe at four. Maybe. I don't know. Shocking is hard. Surprising is different than shocking. I don't know.
I think one of the receivers would be the shocker, the surprise guy. And I could see them doing it because it's different regime, but they've done stuff like that in the past. Like when they picked Darius Heyward-Bey, I just remember everyone flipping out about that.
Yeah.
So like if they just go out and pick Hollywood Brown fourth overall or Metcalf fourth overall.
Ooh, Brown is an even better idea.
I think that's more likely than the running back idea.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Considering what they've already done in the offseason at the position.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, you're saying despite that.
That's what would be surprising about it, is if they did that high in the draft after having acquired the players they did in trade and free agency.
But you're saying you think running back would be more surprising, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, because I think they could think they're going to get their running back no matter what at one of those picks in the 20s where...
They should think that.
If they want one of the receivers, I don't think... Like, that would be a bigger risk that you're not going to get them in the 20s.
Right. What makes them tough, too, like Gruden is... He's on this super long contract and with a lot of power. He basically hired the GM off TV. Like, they are kind of tough to read, you know? Like, some teams where the GM is... Maybe it's time to... Whatever, develop the quarterback. Last year, the Bills were super easy because everybody had every reason to think it was quarterback of the future time with the Bills. And you were right if you thought that. Everybody thought that, and that's what they did. So, Oakland, I don't know. Like, Josh Allen from Kentucky would not be shocking at all. Like, that's sort of chalk. Any of those other edge guys or defensive tackle guys would not be really shocking. Quentin Williams would not be shocking at all. Oliver would not be shocking, right? So
nope.
You don't have to think that the shocking story is going to win the day, but if you do, it's kind of fun. Tampa is next, and Tampa at five. So, you know, there could be trades, and there often are. I was looking at Tampa today from last year. They were fourth in the league in yards per play on offense. Their offense was excellent last year with a bust pick at running back. That would be Ronald Jones. That round two, I think, Ronald Jones. He basically didn't even play. They went with Peyton Barber, and they were still, like, you know, it's a running back, so naturally. But they were fourth in the league yards per play. They won however many games, five games, whatever it was. And they had 35 turnovers. That will do you in.
Yes.
35 turnovers.
That's ridiculous.
They're going with Winston, right? Like, they're not drafting a quarterback. Does anybody think they're drafting a quarterback? Is that out there? Tampa Bay?
I don't think it's out there, but are they, how committed are they? Like, they haven't done a new contract with him yet, right?
No, so they could.
Yeah.
Maybe in the middle. Who's the backup in Tampa Bay?
Ryan Griffin.
You made that up.
Okay, no, that doesn't mean anything to me. He was with the Texans, right? So that doesn't change anything for me.
There are two Ryan Griffins. That's the tight end for the Texans.
Oh, okay.
Who is Ryan Griffin, the quarterback.
Where is he from?
Ashland,
Massachusetts, probably. You're going to tell me that.
That's actually exactly. He's from Tulane. He's been there for a while.
Okay. So that doesn't change anything. Would that be like Tampa? So the defensively, they were more than 6 yards per play allowed. They were near the bottom allowed, and they did not force the turnovers that they committed. So hence a losing record. They were like 17 turnovers, 17 takeaways, 35 turnovers, big minus number, and the losing record. They drafted defense last year. They traded with the Bills and drafted Vita Vea from Washington. I can't tell you how good he was, but their defense wasn't very good.
I think they're more likely for a quarterback, though, than Oakland is. I don't think either would be likely, but neither would also, to me, be impossible that would happen.
I'm seeing linebacker for Tampa Bay.
Devin White,
LSU. I mean, any of those defensive guys is probably fine. But they've drafted defense. And skill-wise, the running back thing, they just did. They wouldn't do that at 5 overall, probably.
No.
We talked about Winston, and we'll see, but it's not likely that they would draft a quarterback there. There isn't even an obvious guy. Then you have, there are going to be quarterbacks drafted around there or shortly thereafter, but, you know, it's not like you have to do this because this guy is supposed to be so good. You don't have that. Wide receiver, they're nice. Evans, Godwin, they're nice. Tight end, they're nice. O.J. Howard, he was a first-round pick 2 years ago, wasn't he?
Yes.
Or more years ago. Like, that happened. So, and they have Brate. Like, they're kind of stacked. And I don't know about their line. If I had to guess on Tampa, I would put an offensive tackle on them.
I like them to fall in love with one of the quarterbacks and do it.
Tampa.
Yeah.
I like this.
I do. I think I like them. I sometimes like to think if we're down there doing this show, what would I want to do? Like, Winston has been kind of a headache. There's been stuff. And you are staring at, like, right now, you're staring at, if you're them, doing basically what Miami did with Tannehill. And, you know, we drafted him high. He's pretty good. It's time. And now I got to get married. Like, I don't know if I want to marry that. I might sooner start over.
New coach.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. They to me would make a lot of sense. I would be campaigning for it like we'd have so many other years with the Bills. Come on. You got to do it. Do it. Drafting. You need a guy. Do it. That's how I'd feel about Tampa. Is just they should. They have to really like one of the guys for this to fit. But it's, you know, you could talk yourself into anything.
All right, so we're at 5, right? This is the top 5. What does it sound like? What is it going to be? 3, 4, and 5 are really hard. If the Jets move down, which they probably should, and maybe they want to, last year they traded up. There's a report they don't like the supposed third best guy, Williams, right? So they may be working on that. That's a hard, relatively hard pick to predict. 1 and 2 are pretty easy, I think, right now. 2's super easy. 2 is easier than 1, right?
Right. 2 is Bosa, right?
Yep. If the Cardinals were feeling cocky, they could trade down with the Raiders and draft Kyler Murray at 4 and let the Raiders do the thing they want to do at 1 if there's something fancy that the Raiders would do, because they've got the extra picks. Sort of lines up.
If they got there, wouldn't they take Murray?
Oakland?
Yeah.
There have been multiple reports I've seen that said that Gruden loves him.
Well, then then if you wanted him, you would, you know, you would not do it.
Right. Arizona wouldn't. Yeah, right.
If that you had, this is like last year we talked about this. You ask them what they're going to do.
Yes.
And if it's the guy you want, then no.
That's when they should tell them Nick Bosa and then get to 1 and take their guy.
Remember this last year?
Lie.
Yeah, just lie.
We wasted so much time. I tried to stop this. Listeners, I tried to put a stop to this every single time. It would not. It was like running water. It would not stop. Well, maybe you just lie then.
Right.
I don't think that's a thing that would happen.
It came to be, well, at least Brandon Bean, after the fact, I think, said, you don't tell people what you're doing. Like, it's not one of the conditions on making that that conversation doesn't happen.
Well, then I am not trading with you.
Right.
You have to tell me, or I am not trading with you. Simple. I'm not taking that chance. I'm the Cardinals here. I'm number one. But anyway, 1, probably 2, like almost definitely 3, 4, 5. You tell me. Like, what happens there?
Edge guy, defensive tackle, quarterback. I'm going to talk myself into Tampa doing a quarterback at 5.
You want Oliver for the Jets?
Sure.
Pre-trade?
Sure.
And then you want
Josh Allen at 4
for the Raiders?
For the Raiders.
Who's the
Drew Locke? Is that the guy? Is Haskins
and Daniel Jones all in the mix?
Okay. One of those three guys Tampa's got a crush on.
Jones is the one the Giants reportedly like. That's probably going to be really bad. Greer is the kind of new-ish name at the end of the first round from West Virginia, right? Mm-hmm. Will Greer?
Yep.
That's end of the first round. Haskins, we've been all through Haskins. Like, you know, he's like maybe most quarterbacks, polarizing. He could have fans in that district, but I think most people would rather not do that. And maybe Locke is the same as that. Is Locke supposed to be, like, do you like him? Either of you guys have an opinion on that?
No, not really, no.
I mean, I haven't spent a lot of time on that.
No.
So we don't know which one necessarily, but you like that for Tampa.
I like that for Tampa. I think I could see them falling in love with one of those guys and going, we're not going to pay Jameis Winston $25 million a year, you know, in another year or so. So let's start over.
What about Josh Rosen and all this? Does he factor into anything here?
I'm thinking about Washington for them the most, because he's the one he's been tied to.
Later.
And they'd have to do the most work to trade up, I would think.
And you're not talking about a first-round pick with him, probably.
No.
No. Like, if they want one of those guys in the first round, if Tampa wants a quarterback, then they're going to really have a hard time. Because Denver might want one. Tampa might want one. The Giants, Miami, like, they're sitting at the end there.
Washington's at 15.
Yeah. So to me, they might end up just getting Rosen because they might not have an opportunity if they like one of these first-round guys.
I am not picking a quarterback for Tampa Bay, but I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I think I'm starting to enjoy this. I'm starting to enjoy this year. It's the week of.
Yeah.
And the Bills thing for me is not that interesting. Maybe there's a trade down for them. I mean, I would always support one if they did it. I'd be all for it. Giants at 6, too, and that's, we haven't even gotten to them, and that's kind of wide open, right? The Giants have 2 first-round picks. They could use a lot. They just traded Odell Beckham. Their quarterback is old and bad. There's a lot that they could do here, too. Then you have Jacksonville, Detroit, and the Bills. The tight end possibility. Lots of defensive line and offensive line options. A wide receiver's out there that's talked about. Quarterbacks are out there. It could mean trades. Denver at 10 is supposed to be into that. Cincinnati could be at 11. Miami could be at 13. Washington at 15. So a Bills trade down somewhere between 1 and 6 positions, it would not surprise me at all. That seems like that would be smart and maybe even... like obvious. available to them, smart to do it. Maybe they're a little bit more like Denver last year, where we're going in that direction unless there is one player available to us. And that was what happened with the Broncos and the Bills.
Right.
Last year for Bradley Chubb, the Broncos were going to trade down with the Bills, but Cleveland took someone else. So they decided to take the player. All right, it's the week of. This is exciting. Lots of possibilities. Right, Bulldog?
Yes.
Brian Burns. Montez Sweat with the heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
T.J. Hockenson.
No way.
Jawan Taylor.
That's that has sort of fallen off the face of the earth, the idea of them drafting a lineman. Yeah. Like, to me, I just had not thought about that until you just said it. Like, oh, yeah, they could do that.
They could.
That is something they could do.
They could. 803-0550 to weigh in. Sigmund Bloom coming up in about 15 minutes. Sal Capaccio later, too. Draft heavy this week. We still don't know on the Sabres coach. We'll talk about that for a few minutes and see about Granberg. Like, that is the news story today, that's mentioned in a report, and maybe the Sabres could go to Sweden for Phil Housley's replacement. We'll weigh in on that as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
We dominated. We had the puck a lot. We didn't give him too much. You know, and it's like all three zone, we played well. And at home, right, we had the fans behind us all night, and it was a good feeling. And that's why this one sucks.
This one sucks. Marc-Andre Fleury, Vegas, dominating San Jose. He's right, but they still lost, huh? This sport is fluky sport. Game seven there.
The hockey yesterday was pretty good.
Double overtime, shorthanded.
Yeah, right.
For Thomas Hertl. Tonight you have Washington, Carolina, and Nashville, Dallas.
Right.
With Washington and Dallas having a chance to win their series.
Right.
There it is. Sigmund Bloom coming up in less than 10 minutes. Here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I'm on Mike's side with most of this. I think trading down is always like the smartest move. Get more stuff and address more of the offensive line problems. But I'm not sold that they won't go the opposite way and trade up for a big-time defensive guy.
I'm definitely not sold that they won't do that. Sure, they could totally do that. Thank you, Mike. I don't even need it to be offensive line. I just think it's been shown 4 years that this is good strategy. Last year, you were desperate and chose to trade up twice, up with Cincinnati and then with Tampa to get to Josh Allen, and I think you probably feel good about that. You spent a lot to do that. That's what you chose to do.
And you did it again for your linebacker, too.
That's right. So, you know, unless you just think that that's the way to go, if you think that that's the way to go, then that's a problem. If you think that was a special situation, that's how teams usually talk when they do that.
Right. Generally, I don't want to move up either, but for a quarterback, I'm going to get out of your way. Like, you've chosen your guy. It means a lot. Your future is really hinging on getting that right. So, okay, you want to spend some extra stuff. I'm not going to encourage you, but I'm also not going to throw myself in front of the train. Go do your thing. Mostly this year, I just don't want them to do that again. So, but they've demonstrated by the fact that they did it for the linebacker after having done it for Josh Allen. Tremaine Edmonds, I say the guy's name for crying out loud, that they, you know, they'll fall in love with somebody and do it again.
Yeah, I mean, that could go either way. It's really nothing to say that. I think Down is smarter, and I'd like to see them do that, especially because of last year. That's how the Jets seem to be talking. And if somebody else wants to do the quarterback thing this year, then you should be in really just a great position, unless it just happens before you, which could happen. But otherwise, you're in a great position to take advantage of that. Draft round one is Thursday night from Nashville. Sigmund Bloom on the draft and also Sal Capaccio as we continue here. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.